If the Olympics don't do it for you, you're looking for something else. There's some pretty good documentaries on rock and roll and soul and all that that you can find on, you know, on cable and then on Netflix and stuff like that. There's a good Chicago one that we have talked about, really good. Chicago
now one. Now and forever. Yeah. Now and always. Or so. Right. Now more than ever is
just
what it's called.
Look for the Chicago. Do a search on your cable thing for that one. The Clapton one just debuted on Showtime. We talked about that at length yesterday on the show. And then there's one. Now, this one is actually a couple years old, but it's getting a run again on one of the cable channels. It's the James Brown documentary. Now, this is done by Alex Gibney, a guy who has won Oscars and Emmys. And his associate, Allison Eastwood, was on this show. Oh, yeah. She talked about the Eagles. She did the Eagles documentary.
Yeah, History of the Eagles Part 1 and 2.
These guys do good work. So the James Brown one is an interview with several members who were in James Brown's band. And yeah, this does not come off as a fluff piece at all. This does not come off as a piece that that makes James, it gives James Brown a big old halo and makes him look great or anything. I mean, his music it does, but James could be a tough guy to work with. They show up.
Was he one of the guys that wanted to just get only paid in cash? Like, you had to show up and you get paid in cash?
Well, he got paid, but if you worked in the band, you weren't sure that you got paid. Because James would get paid, and sometimes he'd come on the bus and tell you, hey, it's just not going to work out for you tonight. I don't have your money tonight. I'll have to try to catch you some other night. And you'd have done the gig, and you end up getting nothing. And these are guys who've been in his band for years. You just wouldn't get paid that night.
And if you hit a sour note, you would have got something.
Yeah, if you...
He knows.
Well, yeah, they...
James knows.
They showed that James Brown would do this thing on stage where if you hit the wrong note or if you didn't come in on time, he would, as he was singing, he would raise his hand and he'd point in your direction with one of his hands and he'd take his forefinger and his thumb.
Like money.
Like money, and he'd point in your direction. That's a fine. That's 50 so bucks. You would be fined on stage in the middle of the performance, and they showed him actually doing this. Somebody coming in late, he'd be singing. As he's singing, he'd catch it, and he would know who did it, and he would point in that direction, and he'd do that thing.
50 bucks.
Yeah. That band, these guys couldn't, at times they just couldn't stand him. But, you know, he was James Brown. It was good on the resume. And he had all these drummers. At one time, he had 5 drummers at a time on stage. He had 5 drummers at a time. And now here's one of the guys. This is Melvin Parker. And he said, man, if you're going to be in the James Brown band, you know, you got to deal with James. And there is a vital piece of equipment you need if you're going to deal with James.
Didn't matter where I was always strapped. Because sometimes James had good days, sometimes he had bad days. I didn't want to be a part of the bad day.
Yeah, you heard him. He said, I was always strapped. I was always strapped. Now, one of those bad days.
It didn't mean I had my horn with me.
No. One of those bad days was when Melvin and one of his bandmates got called into James' dressing room. And James had his bodyguard in his dressing room. And James Brown is in his chair, and he's fixing his hair just right and doing all that. And then Melvin Parker, the drummer, and his bandmate come in. And James then stands up and accuses Melvin's partner. This is a guy who's in James Brown's band and been in the band for years. Accuses him of making fun of James on the tour bus. Which you don't.
Mocking him?
No, you don't do that. So.
And he stood up and turned around. Started to walk toward us. And he said, and when we come for you, you better be ready. Went in my pocket at the same time, pulled it out. When you have that automatic, you always keep one in the chamber. Pump it. Let him know that it's loaded. When I hit it, that 32 shell went up in the air, came down, it seemed as if it were slow motion. And when it landed on the floor, it hit boom, boom, boom. And I stuck it right in his nose and I said, I'm ready now. What do you want to do? What do you want to do, huh? What do you want to do? He put his hands up and said, no, I didn't mean that. Not like that, not like that, not like that. I said, you don't come for me. You don't come for my brother. And that was that.
And that was how you dealt with James Brown. Oh, man. This is James Brown's drummer putting a gun to James Brown. Don't come for us. And then a couple hours later, they're up on stage performing together.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
I'm disappointed, you know, MC Danny Ray didn't come in and throw the cape over the front of him, you know, to protect him or something.
Yeah, the Cape Man was...
Cape Man was awesome.
Cape Man was... He's part of the documentary as well. James Brown documentary, man.
Dude, I'll never forget James Brown. I was so mad. He came and played at Bumper Shoot, and he was playing in the Mercer Arena. And between the Mercer Arena and the Memorial Football Stadium, there's a little alleyway. And I sat in outside on the steps... outside and listened to the entire James Brown concert from just outside the door, and I couldn't get in. I thought
you were going to say you had a chance to meet James.
No, it was miserable. I was just sitting there trying to. I listened to the whole thing. It sounded as funky as ever.
Oh yeah.
I should have waited.
There could be any freebies. You got to pay to get in there.
Well,
no,
and I should have waited to see the band come out, see which ones got paid and which ones didn't.
You couldn't tell the band from the armed security. Apparently, we got tickets for Hell on Hooves in Monroe Saturday night show. Hang around.
Brad and John
coming back.
Remain indoors until further notice.
KISM.